Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. He went for 42 last night. Kyrie Irving of the Cavaliers.
Shot clock off. 84-80 is the Cavalier lead. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Irving is at that dangerous right point for him. Watched by Rozier. Three left. Step back, long three. He nails it. And that'll do it for the third quarter. And what a quarter it was for Kyrie Irving.
Obviously, that wasn't the Celtics radio network. That is the Cavaliers radio network last night. As Kyrie Irving, look, the big three came up big last night for Cleveland. 42 for Irving, with 32 for LeBron, and Kevin Love, I think, had, 15, 16 points and 17 or 18 rebounds. I mean, that's your big three coming up. The Celtics star, Isaiah Thomas, is out for the rest of the playoffs. All right, just an update on the NBA draft. And Mo Wagner is returning to Michigan, but DJ Wilson has officially said that he's going to stay in the draft. So that played out the way we thought it would. And Wilson's in that 25 to 35 range, somewhere in there, which means, you know, I mean, he could be a first-round pick, or he could be an early second-round pick. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. The guy I'm now waiting on is Caleb Swanigan. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, I would think that Swanigan would go. Because I think that a primary question to any player, I don't care if it's a football player or a basketball player, the primary question they have to ask themselves is, can I improve my standing if I stay? I'll give you a good example of that. I think Mike Gesicki, ultra-talented, first-class guy. As you know, even when things weren't going right, I was a big Mike Gesicki guy. Because I just there's something about Mike that his work ethic, natural, at times freakish athletic ability. You see Mike play basketball. But at the end of this, and I felt the same way about Marcus Allen and then Chris Godwin. So let's just take three Penn State players. Could Chris Godwin improve his draft standing by coming back? It is my opinion that maybe marginally at best he could have. I felt he had hit a really good ceiling for him. And I really felt that probably was the time for him to go. Okay. Now let's get to Marcus Allen and Mike Gesicki. Both were eligible to go. We'll start with Mike Gesicki. Great year. The kind of guy that in the NFL, like Devin Funchess, you could take from that H-back tight end spot and move them to a slot spot. Now, Funchess would even further out. Funchess can play wide receiver in the NFL. But the area that Mike needs to be a little bit better at, because he's got the natural size and he's got the frame, but he has to be, and I'm sure Mike would be the first to tell you, he needs to be a better blocker. As a receiver, though, I mean, Mike is a pretty special talent. Ricky Ronnie's done a great job with him. But the blocking part, he can improve upon. Marcus Allen, Can he improve his draft standing? And I think Gesicki can improve his draft standing by coming back. So he's back. See, I think he can take himself from a middle-round pick and, boom, bump himself up much higher in the draft. Marcus Allen's the same way. I think he would go to the middle. It's from the middle rounds, can get himself into the first three rounds by coming back, and he did. I'm not sure Chris Godwin could have really improved his draft standing by coming back. I think that's a standard that you have to hold in these things. So now let's bring it to basketball and back to the original point of Caleb Swanigan of Purdue. Can he improve his draft standing by coming back? I'm not so sure he can. It has nothing to do with his talent. Zero to do with his talent. Because next year there'll be another crop of freshmen coming out. And next year there'll be another crop of Europeans entering the draft. So as a junior, is Caleb Swanigan going to be a lottery pick? Now, where does he have to be better as a basketball player? He has to be a better on-the-ball defender away from the ball. And if you were at the Penn State-Purdue game, you could see that. Lamar Stevens took him off the dribble, and Swanigan's playing time in that game was reduced because he couldn't play him. So that's the area you'd have to be better, because, to be honest with you, Swanigan already has. Okay, let's talk about what he has to begin with. Certain things translate from level to level, from high school to college to the pros. And that one thing that translates from high school to college to the pros in basketball is rebounding. Caleb Swanigan can rebound. So he's got that part down. He can play with his back to the basket. And he also has an excellent face-up game and range. He's got all that. That's all NBA ready to go, in my opinion. Will he be a star in the NBA? No, but he'll be an important player, not a role player, maybe above a role player, but he'll be somebody I think that has a chance to be in the league 7 to 10 years. The area he has to be better at is he has to be better on the perimeter defensively. Because there'll be teams that will draw you out, and then, boom, they will take you off the dribble. So he's the guy I'm waiting to see whether or not he decides to go back or not. Carson Wentz went to see a quarterback guru. Now, what's really interesting is that the Eagles head coach and their offensive coordinator are both former quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's true. He could just go right to the head coach's office.
Okay.
Was it George? Did he go see George?
I don't know who he went to see. Look, they're not going to tell you anything. I always love these. You know, I realize everybody has to try and carve out their own business and their own life and their own relevance because you're trying to make money from these things. So I'm okay. You know, I understand that. I mean, I understand that.
I thought he had a great rookie year. That's kind of surprising. Maybe he's just concerned and looking at it long term. He's going to hit a sophomore. Is he trying to do it to maybe put a kibosh ahead of time to a sophomore slump? Or
I have no idea. But you know, between Doug Peterson and Frank Reich, they've both been there. Adam Dato and Tom House incorporate the psychology of leadership and resilience. Okay. So, let's see. This is what Peterson said. Well, the biggest thing I've seen, number one, is leadership. He's come in here ready to go. He's come in here eager, excited about the offseason, working with the new guys and the guys from last year. That's what I've seen. I've seen him come in rejuvenated. Let's see. Peterson continued. Now he's had a chance to kind of sit back and look at the regular season last year and make the necessary adjustments and corrections and learn from it. it got better. Peterson doesn't like people messing with his meal ticket. It's subtle. That's the thing. We're going to see it as coaches. You may not see it as a spectator watching the game. It's just pointing his toe, getting him on target, things like that we talk about and every day as a coach. And Coach DeFilippo does a good job with him. And those are the things we continue to work on. Well, you have your head coach is a quarterback, your offensive coordinator is a quarterback, and you go to a quarterback camp. Now, part of it, now the psychology of leadership. Can I talk about that part of it for a second? Remember, Carson Wentz at North Dakota State was the leader. The last 2 years in particular, he was the focal point and the leader. It is a different ball game going into the NFL where you're the rookie in a leadership job. Quarterback is a leadership job. It is very difficult when you're a rookie where you want to be deferential to the veterans because you want to be accepted. And you also think it's the right thing to do. And Carson Wentz strikes me, never actually being around him, but just in interviews and how he's carried himself, as somebody who is not a rock-the-boat guy. He wants to be accepted. Which then brings us to the next step, and you can then move on to the step of, okay, this is now his second year. He's no longer a rookie. Now, did he want to go over there and talk with them about the psychology of leadership and what it takes? Well, maybe. Because he's going from being a rookie to being a veteran. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But why bother having all these hired coaches on the staff if he's just going to go some guru? We got to go to a broadcasting guru. What do you think?
Always room for improvement. That would not strike my ego the wrong way. Puts things in perspective.
There's a guy down the hall on the other side of the building that could help us. Yesterday, did you hear him trying to describe to me what you can do with an app?
Oh, I didn't hear that. But I can hear him faintly in the distance when you said the best you've ever heard. Best I've ever heard you. I thought that was good.
Well, no, you were standing there when he was talking about, like, you know, things you can do with digital media, with apps and things like that, what he recommends and what he doesn't recommend.
Right.
Right. And remember the look on my face where I was like feigning interest?
Weren't you fake snoring?
No, I actually didn't do that one yesterday.
You didn't go that far? No, you didn't go that far?
No,
okay.
No, but I was like, and he's explained to me, and you know, I mean, to me, a major step in technology for me in terms of my level is when I turn the laptop on. The fact that I can do that is like, hey, okay, all right, I've had a good day. And he's so, the suit is so, in terms of technology, is so far above me. It's right. And he's explaining to me as I'm like, great.
Well, no, what's the famous line? Denzel Washington's famous line. He played the Tom Hanks's lawyer in Philadelphia. You know, explain it to me so a 4-year-old can understand.
Yeah, that's right. So he's explaining this to me yesterday, and I'm thinking to myself, and I'm nodding my head, and I'm thinking to myself, God, I'd like to go over and play Oakmont. All right. So But we can make him our broadcasting guru. We'll let you think about that a little longer. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Sunbury Motors Hyundai, Hyundai. Because right now we're offering the best savings in Hyundai's 30-year history. Like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. America's best warranty. So visit Sunbury Motors Hyundai, Hyundai now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's Hyundai. History are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy a Hyundai, Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is Hyundai. Your home for, well, better. Better prices, better vehicles, and a better buying experience. Sunbury Motors Hyundai, Hyundai. In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury and online at sunburyhyundai.com.
Hyundai!
Great to have you with us on the show today. 1-800-795-9565. Did he leave?
Not yet.
Oh. Tell him there's an order on line four.
So remember when you got here yesterday and you hooked up your laptop, wanted to make sure your signal was was good to go because, with the Y, I was kind of concerned there was...
You were.
One or two places in the building where the Wi-Fi was sketchy. Guess what was installed in the building this morning? A new router. Love to have had that yesterday.
Well, everything worked perfectly for me yesterday.
I'm glad it did. Yes, everything worked out smoothly, and I'm glad.
No, it worked out perfectly. I had no issues whatsoever. Yeah, I know. Yesterday, that was it was being done in the down the hall, the room to the right. He had his router that he was hooking up, and he was pulling the George Costanza deal, muttering to himself, right? Which was the indication to me I had to back off right away.
In other words, we can't mention at this point on air. We maybe could get away with it on the podcast, but not live on the radio.
It was like, okay. And his door was partially shut, nameplate in the perfect spot.
Until you got here.
No, I had already tinkered with it. Do we find out how it got back to being straight?
was it still upside down when you got here this morning?
No, somebody fixed it.
Oh, someone fixed it. Okay, because I forgot to check when I left last night and lock when I locked the doors. If it was still upside down, it's the little things that keep us going.
See, it's stuff like that where I don't understand why Jamie won't invite me to the holiday party. Oh, <geez. laughs> And she's in the car right now rolling her eyes like, what am I doing wrong? All right. We're checking out on the NBA draft as to who's in and out. DJ Wilson, as we thought, would stay in. He did. Mo Wagner's going back to Michigan. No surprise. We thought he would do that as well. Again, this is not, as I pointed out earlier, this isn't inside information. It's not like I'm on the phone, hey, to Matt Shepard. Hey, Matt, what's DJ Wilson going to do? This is more of a common sense observation. That's why I tried to relate it to Penn State football. What did I think about Chris Godwin? What did I think about Mike Gesicki? What did I think about Marcus Allen in terms of their decisions? And I felt, can you advance your game by staying another year? And there are certain guys where I look at right away and say, look, you can advance your game by staying another year. Now, DJ Wilson, could he have advanced his game by staying another year at Michigan? Probably. But could he advance his draft standing by staying another year? Those are two different questions. I think DJ Wilson could have definitely would have advanced his game by staying. But could he have advanced his draft standing by staying? I don't think so. The NBA drafts on potential. That's why the one-and-dones go all the time, because they want to take somebody, and they want, because nobody turns a franchise around. I mean, do you think Lonzo Ball's going to turn around the Los Angeles Lakers? Are you kidding me? Lakers are going to be in the draft lottery again next year unless they sign a couple of free agents to go with him.
I think a more accurate question could be, will he make an impact in less than 4 years?
So, I think he'll make it. I think he'll make an impact, and he'll be in the rookie All-Star game and things like that. He'll do all those things.
Oh, sure.
That will show that he's a separator, really, really good. He might end up being the best point guard in the city because you've got to wonder if Chris Paul's going to stay. The San Antonio Spurs might be a perfect landing spot for Chris Paul. But that's.
So then you think he'd maybe take over Manu Ginobili's spot?
Well, he'd be the point guard.
Right.
He'd take over Tony Parker's spot. He'd take over Tony Parker's spot. But when you look at the lottery picks in the draft, the Sixers have the third overall pick. That has a chance to be a real impact pick because now you're going to combine that pick with Joel Embiid and with Ben Simmons. The Celtics, if they keep it, with the first overall pick, will make an impact pick because they're already in the Eastern Conference Final with the team they have. The Lakers are not good. Lonzo Ball would make them better, but they'll still be a lottery team next year. Not even $500 pair of shoes can take you to the NBA title if you don't have talent around you.
Mills, Dornsife, and Treverton turn first for news.
102 years in business is spectacular for you.
Here's why.
During the month of May, Sunbury Motors Ford is going to sell 102 new Fords by discounting every new Ford to the lowest price possible. Plus, give you more for your trade. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 39 new Escapes starting at $19,380. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from new F-150s starting at $24,919. Sunbury Motors has 115 new Fords to choose from. See why. The F-150 has been America's best-selling truck for 40 consecutive years.
One is sold every 43 seconds.
SMC is where you want to be for 0% financing for up to 60 months on Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, and 0% for 72 months on Focuses and Fusions. Now is the time to take advantage of Sunbury Motors' goal to sell 102 new Fords in May. SMC's goal is your gain. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for 102 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Our thanks to John Kruk, who joined us in the 3:30 half hour. Great to have him on. Time now for the sports bozo of the day. All right. Did you see the report? That's, I think, Richard Deitch of Sports Illustrated put this out there about Mike and Mike on ESPN. That I guess it's a very icy show right now. That they don't talk to each other off the air at all.
Relationship just isn't the same.
Yeah. They both have made a ton of money working together.
And let's face it, it's not really the... It's pretty much the worst-kept secret. We knew sooner or later that Greeny was going to be getting his own show. We talked about that months ago. Probably one of the first to talk about it. I mean, now it's not going to happen until next year. I think their first original plan, they wanted to probably have something in place by the start of football season.
Well, it says here, ESPN Radio, this is Richard Deitch now from Sports Illustrated. And I think at some point we'll get him on. It's just, we asked him on, and we got John Orrand instead. And John Orrand is not an instead. he's an awesome guest.
And Richard Deitch said to me, why don't you get in touch with John Orrand? But that obviously it all worked out. But yeah, we'll get back in touch with Richard for another
Sometime over the summer.
Sure.
He writes, ESPN Radio has now experienced some off-camera issues of its own. Multiple ESPN staffers, including current and former employees, they got plenty of former employees now, who have had roles with the show, told SI.com last week that the once warm relationship between Mike Greenberg and Mike Golic, and it was very warm over the years, has turned icy over the past year, prompting a number of ESPNers to predict that the show will conclude long before the contractual end in December. The sources say Greenberg and Golic are not talking to each other off the set and hardly at all before the show or during commercial breaks. Greenberg and Golic both declined comment. It's really a poisonous atmosphere right now, said one longtime ESPNer, told Richard Deitch of SI.com. And this ESPNer has worked on the show. Most of us don't see the show lasting through its contractual end, which is believed to be the end of December. But I give both these guys immense credit because when the light comes on, you would not know what's going on. They're pros on the air. Another ESPN on-air staffer who speaks to both Greenberg and Golic said, quote, they are marvelous actors on the set, but they barely even make eye contact with each other these days. They virtually ignore each other off the air, said a third ESPN staffer who had previously worked on the show and said such tension has existed since late last year. I give Richard Deitch a lot of credit. I mean, you can see he has multi-sourced this. What caused the chill between the two hosts, whose on-air partnership began in October of 98 and is one of the most successful sports radio pairings of all time, there have been a number of factors, according to those around the program. Last week, as reported by many outlets, members of the Golic family, particularly Mike's youngest son, Jake, were not shy about making public their animus about how ESPN management handled the show over the last 24 months. Jake Golic tweeted, am I allowed to tweet that you guys are idiots now, or do I have to, or do I need a year to announce that? Now, Mike Greenberg's show starts on January 2nd. The show will originate from New York. Now, remember, they wanted to take Mike and Mike out of Bristol, and they were going to move it to Manhattan. Did you know that?
Yeah, that was supposed to be, was it last year? I think it was supposed to be, it was supposed to be
year and a half, 2 years ago they were supposed to. And
I think the original plan, too, they were going to put, Molly Karam left NFL Network, and she was going to be like the headlines, the update person. Right. And then that fell through. And it's like, okay, that's how Molly ended up on First Take.
Right. So, and you could tell Greenberg really wants to work in New York. You get the sense. Now, Golic lives in West Hartford, and West Hartford is, I want to say, 10 to 15 miles at most away from Bristol. It's a quick shot down Interstate 84. You're right there.
I can't remember the game show, but I think it was either last summer or the year before. TV networks have to fill programming over the summer. I think it may have been over in the summer, but Greeny hosted a game show. It was very short-lived. It was on for maybe like one or two weeks, and that was it. So he's definitely well-versed and more than just a sport, than a sports guy.
Oh, yeah. He's always been that. Yeah. He always has. He understands the medium.
An accredited author. Parents ran a bookstore when he was growing up, so, bookworm.
Let's see. Trey Wingo takes over on radio with Golic. The show stays in Bristol. Greenberg's TV show goes to New York, to Manhattan. Instead of being on ESPN2, it will be on ESPNU. Let's see. A spokesperson said yesterday, Mike and Mike will continue into the fall. What does that mean? Into the fall means what? September 30th? Who knows?
So in essence, she got SportsCenter AM, that 3-hour window. It's almost kind of like, Dead Man Walking between now and the end of the year.
Right. This goes back to what we were talking about. Here's the part of the story we were talking about. As for the background that led up to the current tension, the ESPN annual upfront presentation for ad buyers in May 2015, 2 years ago, the company boldly announced that Mike and Michael moved to New York and began broadcasting from ABC's Times Square studio at 6 a.m. on February 8th, 2016, the day after Super Bowl 50. The move was designed to turn Mike and Mike into a Good Morning America-style program, including actual on-air interaction with the ABC Morning Show, which, of course, they both, are owned by Disney. Let's see. So, now, what's great for Green... Let's see. Golic announced, called it a nice second act for the show, and said he would be moving his family to just outside of New York City from West Hartford. Greenberg grew up in Manhattan. He was excited to be close to the city. The move, of course, never happened. And it doesn't say why it didn't happen. They said that there were negotiations that included the show move before ESPN ultimately pulled the plug on New York City. Chris Carter was later added to, in theory, to give it more juice. Carter, of course, is now with Fox Sports. In January, they talked about moving forward a plan to give Greenberg a solo show. Greenberg also changed agents. He had shared an agent with Golic. No longer. He signed a big deal with ESPN, which ESPN book author James Miller, we have been in contact, reported to be $6.5 million annually. Now, that's a lot more than what Golic's making. Now, see, you make exponentially more money than I do, but I don't get upset about it. I hear no comment.
That threw me off when you just said that. I was like, well, huh?
I mean, way more than I do. And I don't hold it against you at all.
You make up for that in other aspects of your professional career.
Oh, is that how you justify it?
This is just one little piece in the shell game.
In the shell game. Now what I do is a shell game. Oh, okay.
Shell inside the shell. We're moving it around. Well, TV show here. Learfield Sports there. I mean, there's other pieces to the puzzle.
So, I'm just glad they asked. All right, so money aside, it's still great to be a part of the Sean Carey show. let's see. So they go on through this about the money part, and also the fact that so Greenberg's making way over what Golic's making. And now remember, though, but Greenberg's getting the TV show, which is going to be on the mothership. Golic is going to be on radio, and he's going to be on ESPNU. He's not going to make the same money as Greenberg does. He already had plans. And they said that if Greenberg had just talked to Golic ahead of time about what was going on, then there would not be any issues. Golic said the last year and a half have been interesting, if not eyebrow-raising as well. For me, it's not my story to tell. I'm going to continue doing the exact same show. It's for others to tell who made this decision, if they want to tell it, and how they want to tell it. Not my story to tell. So basically, as Greeny said, this show will go on for a while. We don't know how long into this year. And then as I start a new show with Trey Wingo, who I've known for years. I've done football with since 2003, and my son Mike. So how could I not be excited about that? Greenberg on air called the show the best thing that ever happened to me in my professional life. But he did not elaborate to what led to parting ways. Now, look, there's going to be a point of appreciation, I think, between the two. All right? Because one doesn't get there without the other. Just doesn't. You know, so at some point, they'll be a little, you know, they'll go their separate ways, but it, it's just like Mike and the Mad Dog in New York. Christopher Russo now is on Sirius XM. And Mike Francesa is wrapping up his run in New York solo. There have been people in New York that have been wanting them to get back together forever. Now, they've done a couple of charity things together. But I think when people hear tandems, for the most part, there is a hope that when people listen to these shows that they're friends. I don't think people like listening to shows where they think the two people are actually enemies off the air. Sean and I are great friends off the air. All right, the suit and I were great friends off the air, too.
But he was put through a very strenuous vetting process.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when a guy tells you that his the goal of his entire career has been to be in digital media. I couldn't stop him. But, you know, Jack and I are great friends off the air. Dick and I are great friends off the air. And Sean can attest of all the times that we're talking on the phone during either commercial breaks or whatever. Okay. And some of it's professional stuff and some of it's personal stuff. And so, you know, people, I think people want to know if the people who work together in the air are friends. Now, Lawrence has a long list. So, so many people running in and out of that studio. I went in there. I was so shocked at how many chairs were in there yesterday. And I thought, well, they're all occupied. So, like, Lawrence and McGranahan. Tight, right?
Oh, sure.
Well, that was convincing. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us. Well, let's give you just a quick thumbnail on this will be very quick on basketball in the Big Ten. Maryland. Maryland loses guard Jalen Brantley as a graduate transfer. He's going to go to UMass. And then Micah Thomas leaves. They get Sean Obi, though, who's a graduate transfer from Duke. Michigan, Jerron Simmons, guard from Ohio University, transfers in. Plus, Mo Wagner announced today he's staying. Who's leaving? Andrew Dockett's transferred to Quinnipiac. Mark Donnell transferred to Clemson. And DJ Wilson opted this hour to go to the NBA draft. Minnesota, Matt Stockman. Center, 6'10", the junior from Louisville, transferred in, but Ahmad Gilbert, the guard, transferred out. Nebraska, Dubio Cayley from Winthrop transfers in. He's a center. But they lose Nick Fuller, Jeriah Horn, Michael Jacobson, who just went to Iowa State, and Ed Morrow, who ended up going to Marquette. Fuller went to South Dakota, Horn went to Tulsa, Jacobson to Iowa State, and Morrow to Marquette. Northwestern, one player coming in, that's A.J. Turner from Boston College. He's a shooting forward. Ohio State loses David Bell. He transferred to Jacksonville as well. Penn State, of course, gets three recruits coming in. Peyton Banks is transferred to South Florida. Terrence Samuel to South Florida. And Isaiah Washington is transferred to Quinnipiac, where he'll join Andrew Dockich. Purdue, Basil Smotherman has transferred to Georgia State. No word, though, on Vince Edwards or Caleb Swanigan yet in the draft. Rutgers gets Peter Kiss from Quinnipiac. Ibrahima Diallo transfers out. Nigel Johnson has transferred to Virginia, and Jonathan Laurent has transferred out. Wisconsin loses Jordan Hill, who was transferred to Seattle. So that just gives you an idea of who's doing what, where, and why in the Big Ten in terms of who's in and who's out. This is that time of the year. There's more movement in college basketball than there is in college football. Much more movement. It almost has become, especially with the graduate transfers, like a waiver wire. I mean, Penn State might end up playing Texas A&M this year as part of that tournament in Brooklyn. I mean, part of that happens to be Texas A&M in that tournament. And they've got four guys coming in. It's just the way it is. And some places are like that. Let's see, 5 different guys transferring into Arizona State. It's like a waiver wire. It really is what it's like. And it's almost done. You know, by the end of this week, I think everything will be pretty settled. And a lot will be settled by the end of this day, by the way. That includes what's going on with the draft. They have to declare by today. I mean, they have to. They have no choice but to declare. And Swanigan still has not announced what he's doing yet. He's still the biggest name out there. Hasn't declared one way or the other. A couple of other guys that are thinking about it. Diallo from Kentucky's one. Swanigan. Tony Bradley's the first one and done at North Carolina in 10 years. I don't think a lot of people realize that. Roy Williams has been playing with older teams. Mike Bray at Notre Dame talks about this all the time. I'd rather have an older team. I mean, Rogers talked about it with this show. I'd rather have older announcers. We fit perfectly.
Yep, I cleared 50. I qualify.
I'm in.
Yep. Just need to send my AARP membership.
No,
in.
I refuse to send that.
They keep sending them to me.
Yep.
I'm dodging it for as long as I can, too.
I received a text from the suit.
Uh-oh.
About the look I gave him yesterday. He said, that's the look I get with you in normal conversation. I'm glad I've perfected it.
We are your home for the Philadelphia Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.